sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Want to be closer to the action on game day? Check out Hunter Quinn's brand new townhomes at The Landing at Clemson Marina. These luxury maintenance-free homes are perfect for Tiger fans. Wake up on game day just minutes from the stadium. Skip the traffic, fire up the grill, and make it to Death Valley before the first tailgate tent goes up. And after the final whistle, you can be back on the couch before the post-game press conference even starts. The Landing at Clemson Marina, your tailgate headquarters.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You know, people have been asking again about this officiating thing. Look, on the officiating thing, I'll tell you what my actual concern is. My actual concern is linking the two things Dabo Swinney talked about. It's officiating with gambling. That's my major concern. I just think that's the world we live in. Bobby Knight was concerned about this a million years ago. That's my major concern. I mean, a lot of officials are frustrated athletes. They're competitive people, and I just don't think I would put it past them to gamble. We've seen it in the NBA. We've already seen it. I mean, so that would be my concern. You know, in terms of the specifics of what happened in the Clemson game, look, Clemson committed two fouls in the last two plays and got away with them. So I think there was a cosmic justice in that. I mean, Hampton, blatant hold. It was pass interference because the ball's in the air in the end zone. On the third down play, blatant hold. The jersey's extended. And then on the fourth down play, Terrell mugs the receiver before you have that second collision. The reality, though, is Dabo Swinney's not wrong about what he's saying, because there were three blown calls basically on two plays. So, you know, that's how I view that whole situation. I still am about control the controllables, because I think that's all you can do. I mean, you know, we'll find out what happens if they change rules, et cetera, down the line. But my concern is 10 busted plays. That's my concern. That's what you can change. That's what you can change this week. And if you don't change it this week, it won't matter who officiates or what they call. You know, it's just, you've got to fix the things that are wrong with this football team, and that's still my concern. Because there are things from last week's game I still can't figure out. I've looked at it, and I still can't figure out. I asked Rock, what's the longest catch by – was there any other 60-yard catch by a tight end this year? No. It's the longest catch by a tight end on the season, as I sort of guessed. You know, there were some 50-yarders, but – this was 58 or 59. And again, you gave it up with 3 or 4 minutes left to a guy who's, there's no one within 20 yards of him. I mean, you know, that's something you can fix now. I mean, and if you don't fix now, you're not going to win any games. The officiating won't matter. You're not going to win any games if you don't fix it now. That's a problem. I mean, there were three busts on the final drive from the letting a tight end gets a 60-yard ball right down the middle with no one within 20 yards of him to the two-point conversion, which was in one more chance to stop him and one more chance to win. And there's just mass confusion, which, again, I think is hard to understand at this point in the season. Although I am seeing a lot of it in college football. I just saw more of it in that game. There were some on both sides in that game, but especially on Clemson's side. And somehow you've got to fix those things. I guess what I'm coming down to is this. I know it's a new scheme. All right. I know Tom Allen knows what he's doing. I believe in all that. I believe that he made the correct calls. How is it the players aren't executing the correct calls this late in the season with this degree of alarming consistency on their part? Are we saying they're not smart enough to handle the calls? I mean, I'm just lost. Because, again, some of what we've seen in the secondary, and Tom Allen has spoken about this, is a lack of athleticism. That's been an issue. But that wasn't the prevailing thing on Saturday. It was just mental errors at all points of the game, from the beginning to the end. That was the one theme of the whole game. Clemson mental errors. And they didn't stop right to the decisive play. And somehow you've got to fix that. And it just seems to me unlikely that you're going to fix it this year, because if you were going to fix it this year, I know that they're working at it. I think you would have fixed it by now. And there are a couple players that just mystify me in terms of what they're doing mentally on the field. That I'm watching and I'm thinking, what on earth are you doing? And again, like even on the 60-yard throw to the tight end, I still don't know. I still don't know who the robber's supposed to be. There's no sign of a robber. You know, again, I'm not watching the All-22. I'm just watching the highlights that you're watching on the internet. And when I heard, like I said, when I saw it originally, I thought, well, it's cover two. I didn't rewatch the game at that time. I thought, well, it's cover two, and I don't get it how the tight end's wide open. And if you're playing Tampa two, your middle linebacker, your Mike linebacker, has got to get great depth into the middle of the field. And neither linebacker ran or backed up or backpedaled with the tight end to get depth. They stood there. So, you know, who was supposed to be the robber? I mean, oftentimes it's a free safety. Sometimes it's a cover two invert, in which, you know, you'll drop the corners and the safeties will come up, and frequently the free safety will be a robber. I just didn't see any of it. I can't even look at it on the regular highlight view and determine who the robber was supposed to be. These are the things that worry me. Robert in Georgia, and then Scott in Greenville. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
I got some picks, and then I got a coaching question or two, yeah, if I have time. If not, I'll get them tomorrow. But, you know, Walt, I said earlier in the season, I'm going to say it again, you can remove the players from the country club, but sometimes you can't remove the country club from the players. And I think that maybe it may have something to do with what's going on. So, and then just on these interference, and you know what, I watch a lot of football. I'm telling you, I may be wrong, but interference calls are starting to remind me of baseball pitches called balls and strikes. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to call a pitch a strike in the first six innings, you got to keep calling it a strike through the other innings. You can't start calling it a ball. And these officials, I mean, they're letting these players grab and push and on each other, and then they start calling these things in the fourth quarter. You can't do that. So, imagination.
Yeah, here. Look, I don't know. I think the easiest way to fix this, I don't think you're going to wave a magic wand and make the officials all better or change the salary scale. And by the way, I've been told that some of these officials make $2,500 a game. So that's not enough for an entire season. That can't be your primary income if you're official. Now, I would imagine they get expenses, but I don't think they're making the kind of money that people think they are. Now, somebody can show me some evidence to the contrary.
Well, they should be full-time employees.
Well, maybe.
They should be full-time
employees. Maybe. Who's paying them?
Well, they got plenty of money to pay players, yeah, straight out of high school, $1 million a year. I mean, they can scratch up a little something.
Yeah, look, I don't. Here's the thing. I think that view if you have that view, then you're also of the opinion that that will automatically fix things. See, I don't think it will. I think they can be full-time employees. They can be part-time employees. I don't think it's going to change the outcome. I think, you know, because what you're asking is you're asking them to be something other than human. I heard a guy earlier who wants to be able to sue officials, which is the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Right. I've heard some ridiculous things, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now, if you get an official who is found to have bet on games that influences it, then I think that official should be subject to a lawsuit. That's an entirely different thing, you know. But other than that, I don't think you can have that. But I do think that in terms of practical impact, you know, again, I'm looking for practical solutions. I think the practical solution came from Malcolm earlier today. I think you give teams, you know, a couple of challenges to challenge calls during the game, and if they lose it, they lose the timeout, and that's it. That's how you fix it.
See, I've been steadfast, very consistent. I want the officials to let these kids play. And I don't want them affecting the game. Now, you know, where do you draw the line when it comes to pass interference? I don't know. But I want them to let them play. And well, I don't want the
again,
officials
to
influence.
You let the head coach challenge a couple calls a game, something like that, and at in danger of losing a timeout, just like you would with other things. I think that's the easiest and most direct answer. I don't think there is another direct answer. I think you can send these guys to school for a million years and make them full-time officials and people. I mean, listen, do we really believe for one second that if you made them full-time officials and you paid them more money, that that's somehow going to change what they do on a Saturday, that they're still not going to be calls, that this world that we live in right now where everybody hyper-analyzes every single stinking play and slows it down in slow motion? I mean, how many times did the Georgia fan base replay and cut up the play with Auburn at the goal line, the Bo Nix play? How many times? I mean, a million different times. This is what we're doing. We are hypercritical, more critical than we've ever been. We're watching everything a million times, and we are whining more than we've ever been, and we're complaining more than we've ever been. So is all that stuff going to stop because Joe Official goes to school and becomes full-time? None of it's stopping. All of it's going to continue the exact same way. You know, you're just going to be more pissed at him because now he's full-time and he's getting it wrong.
let me get to these picks right quick. Well, I felt really good about my picks last week, and I went 2-1 on my underdogs to win outright, but I covered all three of them.
Good.
This week sucks. This is terrible. I mean, I had.
I guess I went 8-2 in our little contest last week and won the contest.
Congratulations.
But, well, not really.
It's been a rough year.
Not really. Here's the thing, Robert. I have won. What are there, 12 people? I have won the contest three different times this year. I have won the weekly contest three different times, which should mean I'm in front, but I'm not because I also finished last twice. That's the kind of year it's been.
I had an over on underdog last weekend. So, but anyway, I had Houston Monday as a +1.5 underdog against UCF, and I knew that line was going to flip, and I couldn't get in to call you. And it did. It flipped. But anyway, Walt, I'm going to start out with this crappy game tonight. I'm going to take Kent State +3 against Ball State. Somebody's got to win that game.
Yeah. But you know what somebody doesn't have to do, Robert? Somebody doesn't have to pick that game. It's not a requirement that you pick that game.
I know, but I'm trying to get my three dog nights win outright.
Yeah, but I get it, but it's hard enough to rely on the consistency with good teams without playing those two teams.
Yeah. I know. All right, you may like this one, you may not. Give me Tulane +4 at Memphis. Somebody likes it. It was at 6.5.
Yeah, I know it's going down. I know all the big money is going on. Tulane. I'm not so sure.
Yeah. And all right, Walt. Here's the last three dog night. Give me LSU +10 at Alabama.
Wow.
It was 11.5. Listen, LSU has talent. Alabama can't run the ball. Well, LSU can't run it either. But, I mean, this might be one of the best defenses that Alabama's played so far,
I think the key is going to be, is going to come, I don't know if that's tomorrow, when we find out whether Whit Weeks is playing. I don't know if Weeks is playing or not. I mean, I know that, you know, a week ago there was some indication he was starting to get better, but I don't know. This is actually the same problem that plagued him last year, so I don't know if he's playing.
Yeah.
He's obviously a key. They're not the same team without him.
Yeah, yeah. Two more picks. These aren't underdogs, but give me Iowa +6.5 versus Oregon. Okay. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm not picking Iowa to win outright. Walt, I'm taking BYU +10.5 against Texas Tech. I've been following BYU all year. I think they're going to pull it out, but they're at least going to cover that spread.
You think they're going to win?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think they're going to win, but I'm not picking them as an underdog to win outright. Okay. But I think they cover that. All right, Walt, last question. I'll take it off the air. Does somebody – no, wait a minute. I'm not going to ask that. I'll ask that tomorrow. I'm going to ask this. Lane Kiffin, you have your little litmus test in the NFL. Can this quarterback win me a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Can Lane Kiffin win a championship?
I don't know.
Is he worth it? I mean,
I don't know. I think he can get you close, but I just think he has this demon in him that just does not let him make common sense calls during football games. I just think he's such a whack job during games. I mean, he's a brilliant offensive mind. He's brilliant in preparing his team, but he gets in games and he just makes these absolutely asinine decisions that you know, a six-year-old from Idaho wouldn't make. So I don't know. That's my concern about him, Robert. So I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Robert, I got to
run.
Good talking. All right, Scott in Greenville and Towns, I'm coming right to you. Quick break.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all, with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reeds.com.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the sea of orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops and traditions begin.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me.
Welcome to the Road Race. Hey, Ramona, the Braves are stealing pitching coaches from the Mets.
Are they really?
Never mind what I said about Walt Weiss, Braves, and winning anything. I mean, I'm not sure that's where you want to go. Did you watch our pitching staff last year? I'm not really sure. Tex said, Walt, the full-time officials' argument is their livelihood would now depend on them doing a good job and not being suspended. I think that holds some water, but I don't think that they're doing a bad job on purpose. But full-time could help with the commitment and focus. See, I think it might help with the commitment and focus. I still think they're going to be, listen, they're human beings. They're going to make mistakes. And more importantly, the people who judge them, meaning us, are always going to view their calls as wrong. It doesn't matter. That's what we do. And I don't think you're ever fixing that. Now, I do think that they should face some public justice. I don't mean throw them out in a gang of angry people and let them get their A beat. That's not what I'm talking about. But I think that they should have to face some public scrutiny. That, now, if they're making $2,500 a year, $2,500 a game, then you'd have a hard time doing that. So I don't know. Tess said, don't a lot of other sports already have challenges? Yeah, I think challenges is the simplest answer because, again, it then goes to review and you can find out. On the last play of the game, last play of regulation, that play would have been challenged by both teams. Scott in Greenville. Scott, how are you, Scott? Good to have you.
Oh, dealing with a little road race today. These idiots on 123 easily just do not know how to drive. Yeah. If they're transplants, I wish they would just leave, go back to where they came from, and get out of here. But
you know, Scott, I try and convince myself every day that I'm not doing myself any good by engaging in any road rage practices. It just makes my blood pressure go higher. You don't know whether these idiots are armed, since 75% of the people are. So, you know, I try to remember that, but I'm not real good at remembering it.
Yeah, it's tough to deal with, navigate, and drugs are a wonderful thing to help deal with it, I guess. But anyway, hey, you, my little segue. Well, you're talking about officials first. You know, the old ball coach used to say, if you score more points, the penalties don't matter.
Yeah.
Had that opportunity, and we blew it. I do think there needs to be some accountability. I don't care how much they're refereeing for, how much they're getting paid. Yeah. Life has consequences for your mistakes.
Yeah.
There should be some accountability for those actions that they do. If they miss a call or they blow a call or they purposely blow a call, there ought to be some kind of accountability for that with a – suspension or a probation or something, and that needs to be made public that they are on.
Yeah,
that.
I think it's got to be. I think it's got to be more than one missed call, though. They're human beings.
If we've lost sight of the fact that
you know, I think it's got to be. You know, you missed three calls in a game or something, and you get maybe suspended for a game or maybe fined part of your pay or whatever.
Yeah, well, we kept up and we dealt with giving him the business guy.
Yeah.
For so many years, Ron Cherry, I think it was, yeah. and then in Major League Baseball, you had Angel Hernandez, and then in basketball, well, you had Lenny Wirtz.
Angel Hernandez, they let a blind man umpire. You know, it's funny when you actually watch. Like, for example, did you watch the World Series?
A little bit of
so you're getting elite umpires there. Did they miss a call? You know what I mean? I mean, some like call.
Yeah, they're gone.
But they were so good. My point is they were so good. I mean that it's not easy. You know, you crouch down. You don't have a great view. These guys, the better umpires are just amazing in their ability to call balls and strikes.
Right.
And then you get these outliers like Angel Hernandez, who must just be legally blind. I mean, you know, or...
Well, and I'm in the minority with this whole instant replay thing. I'm not a fan of it. I don't really like it. I mean, sometimes it's good, but especially in Major League Baseball, I do not want it whatsoever, this automated balls and strikes crap. Whereas I want the human element is... That's part of the game.
See, Scott, look, I'm 100% with you, especially on balls and strikes. I would like to see it just stay the same. And quite honestly, the umpires who don't make the grade, I just think those guys should be relegated. I think they should be dumped.
Yeah, send them to the minor league like you do a baseball player. If he ain't cutting it, you send him down. And when their pay drops because they got put on the minor league bus, then maybe they'll get their act together and do a little bit better job. But
It's obvious. You know, when you watch a guy who's good behind the plate, you can see it. I mean, there may be some that are borderline. They're right that, but they just don't miss. They're like they already are like machines. And then you get these bad ups. I can't remember which ump it was, but I was watching a Mets game one night, and the guy missed 19 strike calls, and he was missing them by like a foot. Okay, he's got to go. He's got to go or go get his eyes checked.
Well, and you know, I'm going to sound terrible when I say this, but even the female they put up there just so they could say the female did it, and then she blew calls left and right.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I think she missed 19 in her first, you know, week of being up. But anyway, they're going to make mistakes, but there's got to be a limit on it. There's got to be some accountability. Yeah. But you segued into it before you come to me about the Braves. That's what I was calling you about, is them robbing the Mets of a couple of coaches today. And I do like the fact that Hires and Kranitz and Freddie and are not coming back, and Goodwin are not coming back. I'm okay with that. I'm just not sure that the Mets pitching coach was the one we should have got.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So you could have Jeremy Hefner and Richardson. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it all works out. I mean, you know, the Mets starting pitching at the beginning of last year was really good, and then it got worse and worse. I will tell you this. Richardson as the first base coach. I'm going to make this statement right now. Richardson, you know, I was sort of joking about hiring the Mets coaches. Richardson as first base coach, that is a brilliant move by the Braves.
Right.
Absolutely brilliant. All you have to do is track what the Mets did from a stolen base standpoint last year. At one point, I think they set a major league record. I think they stole 37 straight bases, and it is every dude imaginable stealing bases. And you know who gets credit for all of it? Richardson. Richardson is a freaking witch as a first base coach. And trust me, I know, because the Mets had the best first base coach in Major League Baseball and the worst third base coach. So now we lose the best one, and I get to keep the worst one. So
get to keep the worst
right.
one. Well, and I'm hoping, too, that bringing those two might have a chance for us to land Alonso and make him our DH and send Ozuna packing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm kind of hoping happens with that too. But anyway, all right, man. Appreciate you calling me down.
Thanks,
I'll see you, buddy.
Yeah, honestly, I think those are good moves by the Braves. I was just joking before, but I think they're good moves. And I love Richardson. I think Richardson was a great move by Atlanta. Like I said, one of the Mets' great strengths last year was their stolen bases. And it wasn't because they've got a million fast guys. Every dude was stealing bases. And like I said, at one point, I believe they stole 37 straight bases. And actually, 38 was a fluke. I can't remember what happened, but I remember it was a fluke. It was something weird happened. You know, runner fell down or something. But I believe it was 37 straight. It was something like that. All right. And the reason is because Richardson is so brilliant at coaching up runners at first and reading pitchers. He's so absolutely frigging brilliant. I'm telling you right now, this is the most underrated move that the Braves are ever going to make. This bringing in Richardson to coach first base, that is a brilliant acquisition. Absolutely brilliant. I loved that dude last year for the Mets, and I hated our third base coach. Towns, how are you, Towns? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. I'm okay. How are you doing today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Towns. Thank you.
Yeah. The reason for my call is I just was listening to a little bit of the show this afternoon in the car on the way home from up near Greenville, and I just appreciated your humor. I detected that, you know, you felt, to some extent, this whole hoopla, brouhaha, over one call in a college football game by one referee could instigate this just amazing amount of wanting to restructure the entire way we pay, train, send out referees at a college football game. I mean, you know, it could get even worse. You might say, well, okay, what if we put 11 referees on each side of the ball just to watch one player?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the best thing you can do is allow a couple challenges of calls like that. I mean, I think that's the best thing you can do in terms of trying to fix it. I don't think any of these other things are really going to fix it. They're still human beings. They're still going to make mistakes. And the human beings on the other side of their calls are always going to view their calls as mistakes. Coaches are going to view every call as wrong. Fans are going to view every call as wrong. That's what we are.
That's the point you made, and that's the point I agree with 100%. So the reason for my call is, thank goodness you have a voice on this station that can point that, at least that point of view, out as something you believe, and I think it's a fact. It's true. They're human beings. You can get the most honest, educated official you can find. I don't know but one or two football officials that did college football, but they were honorable men and women, and they were doing something they thought was a good thing to do, not for the money, but just to be a part of the game and to be out there just trying to help. I don't know, they had different reasons, but to answer your question or comment on why I called, thank you for standing up and taking a position that is, you know, we're all human beings. These guys are more than likely doing the best they can. I mean, you know, and you got to live with it.
It's I'll say this, Taz. I appreciate the kind words, but I'll say this. I don't think there's ever been a worse time to be an official. You know, I go back to that play at the end of the Auburn-Georgia game with Knicks, or the play with
right,
Knicks wasn't
right.
the
I
end.
Heard,
it was in the
I
first
heard.
Half. And
yeah,
I mean, I must have seen 1,000 different cut-ups and slow-mos and replays of that
right.
in the aftermath of it. I mean, it's still going
yeah.
on. It's still happening from a call that
yeah.
happened weeks ago. So how will you ever please those people? You're not going to.
Well, not only that, but if they've got any idea about what good it does, South Carolina Gamecocks history has been we lost because the refs stole it from
us.
30 or 40 years, it doesn't matter, man.
Yeah.
You got to win the game. You know, you can't lose. And to Clemson's point, every
yeah.
game at home against Power Five opponents over the last year.
Yeah.
And then on this one, claim we would have yeah. won if it had. You go out and win a game
yeah.
and then act like somebody, you know?
Yep. Thank you, Towns.
Anyway.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, again, I think there's something to that. I mean, I still think, you know, again, these are elements that largely are out of our control. So I think control the controllables is a real thing. I mean, the thing that was controllable on Saturday wasn't the three bad calls on the last two plays, two of which went in Clemson's favor. The controllable was the 10 coverage bus or whatever it was. I'm just guessing it was 10, but it was something like that. And again, they were significant bus. And that's what's going to affect Florida State, and that's what's going to affect the South Carolina game, et cetera, whether you can fix those things or not. Look, I don't mind people talking about them. I mean, it's your right to focus on whatever you want to focus. I just think that, for example, in this case, I just think there was too much bad football played on Saturday to focus on that, especially because, again, to my way of thinking, there were three bad calls made in the last two plays, and two of them went in Clemson's favor. So I think that's the truth of that situation. Darren and Galen, I'm coming right to you on the other side. We're going to talk some Clemson basketball, too. I have a lot I want to get to on Clemson basketball. We have a lot more on college football. We have some NFL conversation, too. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll take a quick break.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Planning a birthday, graduation, or team celebration? Host your party at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Handcrafted pizzas, wings, burgers, and 26 rotating local and craft beer taps, plus gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for weekday happy hours and trivia Thursday nights at 7. It's always a party here. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com. Visit 1007 Tiger Boulevard and we'll bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tula Road Rage, we are back. I just put a post up about Richardson, who the Braves landed from the Mets. I have no idea why the Mets wouldn't have bettered that offer. I think the Mets are just freaking stupid. They have an unlimited budget because of Moneybags Cohen. But I think at the end of the day, he's just an idiot, and I think the Mets organization is just dumb. I mean, I don't know how you let Richardson out the door. Again, I'm telling you right now, as somebody who watches every Mets game, virtually every Mets game, all right, the best coach the Mets had was Richardson at first base. Richardson is a witch. He he reads every pitcher. He knows exactly what to tell his runners at first. As I indicated, the Mets stole like 37 straight bases with dudes who shouldn't be stealing bases and who hadn't before. And he's right every single time. So the Braves' stolen base numbers are going to go way up, as is their percentage. And meanwhile, the Mets are going to go way down. And that was one of the few things the Mets did well last year from an offensive structure standpoint. So, again, I don't get it. I don't get how we wouldn't match that or double whatever the Braves are paying Richardson. I have no idea. But that is the most underrated. You know, people think of those hires as relatively meaningless. They're not meaningless. Trust me. From a Mets standpoint, Richardson at first he's easily the best first base coach in the game. At third, we have the worst third base coach in the game. And so we're going to keep the worst, and we're going to let the best get away to a rival in the division. Congratulations, Braves. That actually is well done. That is well done. Not only did you make yourself better, but you inflicted real damage on the Mets. It is Darren and Galen. Darren, how are you, Darren? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Thank you so much. Couple of comments. One is, you know, I used to do quite a bit of football officiating myself when I lived in Texas many years ago. And I want to tell you, you can call a penalty on almost every play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. And, you know, I think you're right with the replay being, you know, probably about the best thing you can do right now, because it slows things down and you got all these different views. But when things are happening so fast in college and NFL, you miss. I'm sorry.
Right.
You cannot keep up with it that well. I mean, these guys overall do an incredible job calling what they call.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, they miss stuff from time to time, but so do the players. The players don't do their assignments all the time. The coaches make mistakes. So, hey, you know, it's just the human element of it. And I know sometimes it's more obvious than others. But, you know, when I officiated, you can call a holding penalty on almost every play.
Sure.
But you don't want to do that. You want to let them play to some degree.
Yep.
So, you know, one time I had a right tackle in Texas, and he held – two plays in a row. So I went up to him. Not supposed to do this. I went up to him. I said, look, you got to quit doing that or I'm going to call a penalty.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he did something similar the next play, and I had to call it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the other thing is about South Carolina.
Yeah, I think the only way, again, to get around it is to allow a couple challenges for those type of things, and then if you're wrong, you lose the timeout. I think Malcolm said that earlier. I think others have said it. I think that's the only real difference maker you can make. I think the rest is just talk. Like I said, I think you can make them full time. I think you can do all that. I don't think it's going to change anything. I think the world we live in is always going to be the same. Humans are still going to make mistakes. And the rest of the world is going to complain about it.
Yeah. They go through. I was actually thinking about getting back
into
officiating.
It's easier to blame others than to blame ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. But I've already talked to a couple of people about getting back into officiating up here in the Easley area. And these guys, even at the junior, JV, and high school level, they go through a lot of testing. They go through scenarios and all kind of things like that. So they take it very serious.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a worse time to be an official. I just don't. I think the degree of scrutiny that every call that they make is under is unparalleled in history. It's not even close. So it's a really difficult time to be an official.
That's right. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was, do you think at this point with South Carolina OC Mike Shula gone, do you think it matters at this point who does the play calling? Is it going to make a difference at this point?
Yeah, I can't answer that. I don't know, Darren. I mean, we'll find that out. We'll find that out.
Yeah.
We'll find that out together, and then maybe find out what the long-term answer is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who else they could get to call plays, you know, from the outside. But, you know, everybody's struggling with everything. So what do you do?
Yeah, it's hard to know. And I guess Shane Beamer is going to be the guy in the short term, but that won't last. So we'll see. We'll see how that winds up. Mike Fury is going to assume play calling duties, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Walt.
Actually, you know what? I'm looking at this right now, and I see two different headlines saying two different things. So I don't know. I don't even know what the truth is about it, but none of those are long-term solutions.
Right. I agree.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
All right. I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Good speaking with you as always. Galen, how are you? Galen, good to have you.
Hey, Mr. Diptula, how are you doing today?
Good, Galen. I'm just Walt, but thank you.
Let me ask you, I agree with you on the, throwing the red flags, let them do that, but, and also that the team shouldn't put themselves in the situation to have one play to cause you to lose a game, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if they hold that flag until the end, that does help, you know, in that case, in that scenario. But as all these people, you know, you're talking about suing the officials and doing this, I did think of something that should be tried here in upstate at Clemson with probably you, Mickey, Qualk, and Ben. We station y'all on the 20-yard lines on both sides. With dart guns. And if the official makes a bad call.
I like this already.
Not a no call. But,
yeah, I like this already. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a little bitty dart gun, you know. So what happens is, not a no call, but if they make a bad call in your area.
Yeah, a little pain.
You shoot them.
Yeah, a little pain.
And then they have this little bloodstream. And if they have three bloodstreams at the end of the game, they're suspended. I mean, I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Ken. It would make it much more interesting, and then we get to count the little bloodstreams.
Exactly.
That's right.
Suspend them after they got through. You know, you got blood running down from your chest, and then two in your back. You know, awesome.
I'm a big fan of that, Galen. I'm going to go home and work on my dart marksmanship.
Well, get your other three buddies ready because it would be awesome, man.
I like it, Galen. Thank you, Galen. I didn't expect to hear that solution today, Ramona. But that's pretty good. I sort of like that, Ramona. Yeah, you know, hey, listen, maybe that's it, Ramona. Maybe that a derivation of Galen's suggestion. We probably can't have the blood because that's going to indicate we'd have to stop the game at that point. But I think, Ramona, what we could do is put electric shock collars on them.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah. Electric shock collars on them, and every time the booth from up above shocks them. So when they fall to the ground, we'll know that the call was bad. You know, I don't know. I think there are some things that you are never fixing, all right? And I think this is one of them. Could you perhaps make it better? I don't know. I think you could make it better if we as fans and as coaches weren't as bad as we are in terms of, screaming and moaning about every call that allegedly goes against us. I think you might be able to make it better at a different point in history. I'm not sure you can make it better now. I think the way everything is dissected, you are never going to please people. You're never going to please fans. You're never going to please coaches. That's the way it is. I mean, coaches will see just the thing that impacts them and not the other things that went in their favor, even on the same play. You know, so I don't think you're ever changing that. I think that's just human nature. And I think the only way to correct it that's feasible, the only thing that, look, we can talk about utopian solutions all we want, all right? That's all they are. They're not going to really change anything. The only way that you can really affect any change in this realm, to my way of thinking, is to give the coaches a couple challenges to challenge what they perceive are bad calls. And if you did that, then that would probably satisfy everybody to some extent. I don't know what more you can do beyond that. I think all this other stuff is just talk. I don't know whether it's even feasible to do it, but you know, this full-time officiating and thinking that they're going to be better. The world's not going to be better, and they're still going to be human beings, and they're still going to make mistakes, and people are still going to be pissed off. So I don't think that changes anything. I think the only way to change it is to give them a couple of calls to challenge it, and then if they use them up, that's on them. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professional.